Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. The Divergent series, yet another young adult sci-fi drama set in a dystopian future, made its big screen debut last year. The second in the four-part movie series is Insurgent, and if you haven't seen the first one, then seeing Insurgent isn't urgent. Shailene Woodley is back in the continuing story of a teenage girl who rebels against the formidable powers that be. And while Divergent was reasonably entertaining, the sequel will be impossible to follow for anyone who hasn't seen the original. Sean Penn wants to have it both ways. He wants to star in a Liam Neeson-style action thriller, but would like us to view it as a socio-political drama about colonial-style corporate corruption. Penn produced The Gunman, a predictable film about a hitman who grows a conscience while plying his trade in Africa. While Penn is easily one of the best actors of his generation, he and a fine cast aren't able to bring credibility to this by-the-numbers tale. There may be enough action to satisfy genre fans if the plot holes don't exasperate them. Do You Believe is the latest faith-based film from the folks at the Christian film house Pure Flix. The name cast includes Mira Sorvino, Sean Astin, Lee Majors, and Sybil Shepherd. It plays a bit like a squeaky clean Robert Altman drama that includes a miracle in one of the plot threads. Well-produced and sincere, Do You Believe may not make any converts, but it's an entertaining example of preaching to the choir. Also opening this week, Spring is an unrated horror romance. 71 is an acclaimed action drama about a young British soldier who gets separated from his unit in Belfast in 1971. And Get, the trial of Vivian Amsalem, is an Israeli drama about a woman attempting to divorce her Orthodox husband. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI FM.